I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 12th. Governor Baker will deliver the commencement address for Quincy College this year. Baker will be the keynote speaker during Quincy College graduation ceremonies on Friday, May 20th at 11 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. This will be Baker's only graduation speech this spring. In a statement, Baker said he was honored to be invited to speak and looks forward to celebrating the graduates' success. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro thanked the governor for agreeing to speak to students who have endured the pandemic. And Mayor Thomas Koch said the college is honored to have Baker as a speaker. The ceremony is open to the public and will also be carried live right here on QATV. Quincy City Council is considering a measure that would give Quincy residents more choices when it comes to internet service. Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the council to establish a municipal light plant, which would set the stage for the city to be able to create a broadband internet infrastructure. Under the plan, the city would build out the fiber optic network, then allow other internet companies to compete for customers' business. Currently, Comcast is the only internet provider in Quincy. Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane first proposed the idea in 2018. He says the service would lower the average monthly cable bill from $90 to $40 or $50 if enough customers sign up for the new service. The move would have to be approved by Quincy voters in a ballot question that could appear this November. Officers from across the nation came to honor 75 fallen police canines in Washington, D.C. yesterday. They gathered at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial to remember police dogs who paid the ultimate price while protecting their communities. Braintree Police Officer Bill Cushing lost a canine Kit after 11 years together. It was 2021 when Cushing, another officer, and Kit were ambushed and shot at the scene of a domestic dispute. The officer survived. Kit did not. Officers at the ceremony said there is a special bond between handler and canine that runs deep. Canine handlers at the ceremony had many different stories to tell, but they had the same message. Canines play an invaluable role in keeping people safe. Brockton police caught an alleged burglar who had broken into several homes this spring, stealing cash, firearms, jewelry, and replicas of New England Patriots championship rings. 22-year-old Melvin Arias Brown allegedly broke into several homes on the city's north side in March and April before a police investigation led them to execute a search warrant in his home. When they searched the house, they found three stolen loaded guns and ammunition, which were improperly stored and accessible to children in the house. Police charged the suspect's mother and stepfather with child endangerment and weapons offenses. Detectives also recovered several pieces of jewelry at his home and a pawn shop where he sold some of the items. The stolen pieces were worth tens of thousands of dollars. After receiving information from Brockton police on Arias Brown, state police located him in Fall River and arrested him. When police arrested him, he was carrying a loaded gun stolen from Avon. A Massachusetts state senator is asking his colleagues to get to work immediately and create a child welfare commission. State Senator Michael Moore said he's worried about the safety of other children like Harmony Montgomery. The proposed commission would take a closer look at how child welfare is handled in the state. A report issued last week showed Harmony Montgomery's safety and well-being were not prioritized by DCF when she was put into custody of her father. Harmony vanished in 2019 while in her father's care, but she wasn't reported missing until late last year. Moore said the state needs to do more to protect children. Harmony has not been found. Her father is charged with assaulting her, but he has not explained what happened to her. New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft hosted a groundbreaking ceremony at Gillette Stadium yesterday, marking the next phase of a massive makeover of the 20-year-old venue in Foxborough. The groundbreaking comes after the North End Zone video board was removed and Gillette Stadium's 100-foot-tall lighthouse A major part of the venue's branding was brought to the ground in March. The revitalized North End Zone will feature 50,000 square feet of year-round hospitality and function spaces that will be part of what's known as the Globalization Partners Atrium, following a multi-year naming rights partnership with the Boston-based Global Employment Platform. In addition, the iconic lighthouse will be replaced by a new and improved lighthouse that'll be 218 feet high with a 360-degree observation deck at the top, which will be accessible year-round. The new lighthouse will have four elevators to access the atrium. The atrium will also feature an expansive indoor space with a 58-foot-high sloped glass wall facing the North Plaza, a high-definition media wall, and a two-tier outdoor balcony with unobstructed views of the field. On non-event days, the atrium will be available to host corporate functions and social events for more than 1,000 guests. Construction is scheduled to be finished before the start of the 2023 NFL season. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 326. The NASDAQ fell 373. And the S&P dropped 65. Shares also fell in Asia. The euro and the dollar are down. Oil is just over $103 a barrel. In sports, Bucks beat the Celtics 110 to 107, taking a 3-2 lead. It is a decisive game six in Milwaukee tomorrow night at 7:30. And the Bruins in their game six against Carolina at the Garden tonight, 7:00. Red Sox lost in Atlanta last night, 5-3. They head to Texas tomorrow night at 8:05 to face the Rangers. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, morning clouds and fog, and then turning partly cloudy, high 76. Tonight, cloudy, low 49. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, a high 80 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy, 83. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 81. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, light northeasterly wind, high tide right before 9 a.m. Sunrise at 5:25, set at 7:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, May 12th.